Welcome back, babies. AK-209 After Dark. Aiden Maloney, Zach Sauer of Zach Sauer Infamy. Once again back at the table. Been a while. Good to have you back.
Dude, it's been way too long.
That's very true. Well, that little 2 month break, unnecessary and uncalled for break that I was not in charge of, didn't have agency over, that was unfortunate.
The holiday season was busy.
That's true. Like. That's very true.
Got hot, not in a good way.
Yeah, for both of our industries, I believe.
Yes.
But we're finally back. We've got vibes of the week. Something fun, funny, wholesome, real has happened the last 7 to 60 days, I want to say, is appropriate.
Yeah.
And then new segment for the season. Well, not new. Returning segment.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And then burning question. Closing out the show. So what's your vibe this week, my man?
Let's see. I mean, it's been a pretty relaxed, pretty chill week. I think if there's anything, you know, everyone fun, funny, and wholesome, I think I'll put this under wholesome. My, I got a handicapped cousin down in Texas.
Okay.
And he's been doing a bunch of, he's working on a show on Carbon for, like, handicapped hunting, fishing, and stuff.
No shit. Okay.
But I just saw a snippet of him, and he brought down two or three handicapped hunters, like, one from Arkansas, the one from Louisiana, I think another one was from Michigan.
Damn. Right,
and brought them all down to do some waterfowl hunting, and it was just a bunch of people got to do their first hunt.
That's
cousin
cool.
Got to grow his stuff. Right, so I always like seeing stuff like that, so pretty big week for them.
That's
down there.
That's wicked. That's very cool.
That's I can elaborate like if you like.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I was just going to say, like, stuff like that is always
so
wicked.
So, fuck, well, small group, but we'll shout him out. So he's a Chad Wallagura out of Able Outdoors. If you look up Able Outdoors, that will be his, where you will find him at.
Shout outs. Lincoln District. I can put a link in a description. Why not? Why not? I can do that.
I'll set you up with a link. But so my cousin Chad, back in, God, I couldn't even tell you the exact year, probably late 70s, early 80s. He was 17, dove into a pool, it was too shallow, ended up fracturing his back. He's got splinters of his spine stuck in a couple of his vertebrae, keeping it, you know, kind of layman's-ish. So, can't walk.
Damn.
And the big, like, his big quote that everyone always said to his mom was, "Mom, I don't care if I can walk. If I can't hunt, I will die." And that was the truth. So from that point on, once he was in the chair out of the hospital, you know, rehab and all that, he started hunting and figuring out how to make it work.
Right.
To, you know, down to, you know, he couldn't get his hands to work. He can't extend his fingers all the way. If you ain't got full feeling in your hand, you don't have full dexterity.
Right.
So first thing he did was devise a tool and a sleeve and a glove so he could pull a trigger.
Damn.
Like, and then, like at this
homemade?
Point. Yeah. Yeah, that one they made in their garage. And now, that one, I believe they sell. Like, that was one of the first things he... Yeah, so he got hooked up with... the biggest one, notably, is Able Outdoors. It was Able Outdoors magazine. And he started writing articles, not just about himself, but about other handicap hunters that he would find. And then on the side, he would test gear. He'd help design gear. He'd done a lot.
Wow.
Really, but...
That's pretty wicked.
Yeah, like, fast forward, you know, like, he's a... They strapped this crazy son of a bitch to a tree in Alaska with a fucking crossbow.
Jesus
and a
Christ.
Can of bear spray and a radio and went, "Call us when you're done." Called them, came back with a black bear.
Oh my gosh.
He's done, I believe, my number could be wrong, I believe he's done 2 safari hunts.
Wow.
There's either been a third or he wants to do a third. No, done a lot of really cool shit.
Right.
You know, one of those, honestly, been a really, you know, growing up around that dude, really inspirational dude to grow up around. That's the guy that taught me how to hunt.
Wow. That is inspirational stuff.
But, yeah, I know these past couple weeks they've had a lot of people done a lot of really cool shit with him that I've been kind of tracking. You know, have been working, so.
Right.
Holidays and stuff, so I've been following his stuff around a bit.
That's pretty cool. You got the whole holiday season off?
Yes and no. For us, it's weird. You know, like, most people, I do home remodeling, so most people don't want us in their house. It's the holidays.
Sure. Right.
But, you know, like, we had, I think I worked the 23rd
of
December. But that was them doing work for family friends. I mean, it's usually really low season for us, time for us. And then it kicks right back. Like, I mean,
Sure.
We're booked, I think, at least through August.
Damn.
No, like, yeah.
Wow.
Our issue isn't work. Our issue is time. And that is that the whole, like, time is just a construct. I wish it was, motherfucker.
Right.
I wish it was.
Damn.
But...
And it's good for business, though.
No, it is. It is.
Book through August is crazy.
It can be good.
Can be?
Can be.
Things complications?
Can, well, yeah, things can always go to shit. You know, all of a sudden, well, you were going to start in August. Now you're starting in September or whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. If something goes awry,
exactly.
God forbid. Yeah.
We had that last summer. Anyway.
Oh, right. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go to jiu-jitsu for 5 fucking months.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, still a thing today, even.
It ends. It ends. It's finally over. January, it's over. It's finally over. I hate the fact that it's the new year. And like, I finally get back to jiu-jitsu. It's the new year. And I'm like, like, the holiday season snuck up on me, dude. Like, all of a sudden, they were like, hey, we're not working on Thursday. Why not? It's Thanksgiving. It's
Thanksgiving, right.
The fuck you mean it's Thanksgiving? It's November. It's November.
Yeah.
Right, all of a sudden it rolls around. Hey, dude, it's Christmas. What do you mean it's Christmas? And I'm born on Christmas Eve.
Right.
So everyone's like, hey, dude, your birthday's my birthday.
Right.
What do you mean my birthday?
Yeah.
My birthday? What? It's December? What the hell did I do for Thanksgiving? Shit.
Right.
My birthday? 25? How am I? 25? No. No, sir.
Quarter century, brother.
You got the wrong... I will slap you. You got the wrong man.
I can say it because I feel like... I got the same comments.
You know what? I got a microphone in front of me. I'm going to take advantage of that.
Sure.
And I got to get something on my chest here.
Okay.
I feel like because a lot of the kids in our generation are straight just pussies.
Oh, word?
We, like, you hear too much. You're so young. You're just 25. You're let me tell you something, guys. I'm 25, and I have been fighting semi on the mat, off the mat, semi-professionally in fucking fields since I was 12 goddamn years old. All right, I got a stress fracture when I was 14. I can't throw anything anymore with my right arm. All right, I've got seven dislocated shoulders between my two. All right, I got a dent in my head the size of my fist. I lived, damn it. I'm not done living, but, like, don't give me that, like, you know, you're young, your body heals. It don't heal for shit.
Right, yeah.
I feel like a raped ape. And there are people out there that have it a lot, that have been riding on that logged road a lot longer than me.
True.
And I respect them, and I love them. And I almost feel like they understand what I'm saying, which is like, just shut the hell up. Okay? Just because I'm in pain. It's like the people who are like, fucking, what was that Bill Burr skit? Fucking, no, fuck that. I'm not, but what, it's like, fucking, the people who, like, travel abroad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you're like, dude, it's fucking cold outside. And you're like, you think this is cold? I was in the Arctic. And it was, fuck you. Is there ice outside? It's cold. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Like, no. Have I not been on a ladder for 20 years? No. Have I had a busted knee for a decade? Yeah. I'm not trying to earn any stripes or get some credit here. I'm just saying, just fucking... I'm in pain.
Right.
My point is, turn 25. 25 is not old. Fuck you. It's not old. For I think if you're a 25-year-old and you're, like, just getting out of college, no, you're not, like, you don't have any joint pain. You haven't done any of that shit. But if you got out of high school and you worked, or if you didn't go to college, if you work, like, fucking, to quote Dennis Leary and the ref, fuck you, Lloyd, I work for a living.
Yeah.
No, I swing hammers. Fuck you. I didn't do another 4 years of expensive high school. Where I got to fucking hang out and drink, and my only broken bones are because I was a dipshit and jumped out of a window.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sucking dick trying to find time to go to jiu-jitsu. So I can hurt my body even more.
Yeah. Shit.
I guess that's more of my point, is that our generation gets... Here, I'll round around to an actual rational point. Our generation gets a fucking bad rap.
Sure.
And understandably so. I totally get it. But Like, don't lose sight, older people, don't lose sight of the younger generation in the portion of us that fucking work. That, because it's what we have to do. It's what we all have to fucking do. Like, there are some of us that fucking grew up the fucking right way. Then we fucking do our shit.
It's the curse of going into the trades, really. So you don't care.
Dude, but even that gets fucking shitty. I mean, dude, I work with a fucking dude who, you can't fucking criticize him, otherwise he's gonna fucking leave the job site. And I wish that was a joke. That happened.
Wow. He gotta be able to take criticism.
Dude, I mean, Jesus. When we take a break, I'll fucking show you the shit he did to me. Fucking on the 23rd, the last time we were working, I'll show you the shit he fucking did to me. But
that's bogus.
No, it is. It's extremely fucking bogus.
Damn.
I have no real point. I was kind of just yelling for a second, but there were several points that I did make, so...
There are points throughout.
Rewind it and get those, and that's my point.
That's specifically what a podcast is rambling, sometimes with an objective, sometimes not. So I think it's totally fine.
All right, cool.
Yeah. I don't really have much exciting going on as far as vibes go, besides, of course, all the holidays and being crazy busy at work, but... It was nice being able to catch up with family, and it's weird the way that my days off were set up for the holiday, because we just get the holiday off.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing before or after it, and then sometimes, especially for midweek holidays, they'll have us work on Saturday, too, to pick up what we didn't do, like, for say, on a Wednesday, which both Christmas and New Year's fell on in 2024. So,
which was weird.
It was very weird. It was jarring because every time, like Christmas Day, felt like a Sunday.
Yeah.
Because just in the back of my mind, I'm like, "Fuck, I have to work tomorrow." And then the same thing, like New Year's Day, felt like a Sunday or a Monday. It just felt weird, like I'm home, but I'm not, like, happy because I'm dreading going back to work. Like, oh, great, I get to wake up at 4, so it's not really, like, I get an evening.
Right.
You know?
My biggest thing was for the holidays, in regards to that shit, was, so we weren't really working a whole lot. But
right.
My roommates, they had just had straight 2 weeks off.
Must be nice.
So if we backtrack, let's go, September. No, we'll go actually end of August. At the end of August, I was in a shit. Doesn't matter. End of August.
Yeah.
I went camping in Manistee for 4 days. I came back. I worked for a week and a half. I was in Texas for a fucking week and a half.
Okay.
I got back from Texas. I worked for 3 weeks. I was in fucking Florida and Louisiana for 10 days for Thanksgiving.
Okay, right.
I got back home, worked for like a week, and then had the holidays.
Damn.
And they're all like, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that. I'm like, I want to do nothing.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I know the feeling. I 100% know the feeling.
I went on fucking like 4 hikes, fucking 6 excursions, fucking Jesus. 12 bars. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. I know exactly the feeling.
Like, I want the holidays to end so I can go back to work and take a break.
How fucked is that? How fucked is that?
I'll go back to work so I have a normal week. Sorry, I really didn't mean to railroad your shit there. No, I'm sorry.
Same vibes. Same exact vibes. Yeah, because, like, all, like, the home stress, right? Because I'm however many $1,000s out for windows and then still trying to, like, actually finish moving in and, like, hey, it's been a while. Well, there's certain things I don't have agency over necessarily. So that mixed with weird work schedules for the holidays, mixed with it being busy because people drink a lot for holidays.
Woo.
Which, I mean, good on you. Keep that great work up. But it makes my job very jam-packed, which I can't complain about. I mean, it's what I get paid for. It's how I can buy things. You saw Santa? No shit.
On Christmas. Yeah. For we were all at my grandpa's for Christmas, so yeah, actually I saw Sam.
He's doing good, right?
Yes, he is.
He's chill. Okay.
Yes, he is doing good. All the kids. So my his youngest kid, my cousin Nick, just he's a freshman at IU.
Oh, nice.
So we just heard he did a very good.
Excellent.
Very positive first year all around. Good grades academically. He's doing good.
Righteous.
His oldest, my cousin Mira, she is younger than me and still in college, so at least a junior or a senior.
Sure. One of them years.
She's younger than me and older than my sister, and my sister's 19.
Oh, okay.
She's 21 or 22. Because she can go to bars. So Mira is somewhere like in that range.
Sophomore, junior, or something like that. Yeah.
So, you know, she was in town. They're all doing, you know, he had his family in town for the holidays, cool. So that was good.
Shit, man. Yeah, I see him every once in a while. Just like walking around, just
next,
say what's up to
next
him.
Next time his band's playing out at a bar, I will call you.
Yeah, that'd be cool, for sure.
Because, one, they're a good time. And that's a better reason to go out to bars than we've had lately.
True. Very true. Topical reference.
Woo!
Shit. Well, that's about my vibe. It's just exactly what you summed it up perfectly. It's like, I just want to do nothing for just a little bit. I want to do nothing. And I just want that to be okay.
Right.
Not that I need validation for it. I just need to do the nothing, right. I've been planning on.
I don't even want to do nothing. Like, I just want to have time to work out and go to jiu-jitsu.
Right.
Like, I just want, like, I need, like, 6 more hours in the fucking day.
Sure, yeah.
Like, if the work day was, like, fucking math, 30 hours, hey, I got it. 30 instead of 24. I would, like, I could utilize that a bit
right.
more.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
It is not. It is not. Alas, we only have limited time. But we've got plenty of time for what the fuck in 1 second's
yes,
time.
Yes, we do.
We're back. It is time for WTF. What the fuck?
The fuck?
We go to local and regional news sites and find some goofy stories. Fun little jaunts down crazy people lane, because hey, national and international news is pretty depressing and upsetting, so why not laugh at the goofier things? Why not? That's the whole point of the segment. And we've got some stories for you today. I got the first one. We can go back and forth here. This comes from Fox 17 in Michigan. Florida man arrested after throwing glass eye at doctor and nurse. The headlines always sell the story perfectly. So this comes out of Largo, Florida. Florida man. I know. It's perfect.
I fucking driven through there.
You can like picture the Florida man exactly.
I can picture the town.
Yeah. Accused of using his glass eye to assault a doctor and nurse over the weekend, arrested 54-year-old Edward Michael Dorsey, 10 a.m. Sunday morning on suspicion of domestic battery. So this is a completely different charge. So he was arrested on a different charge.
What did he do, beat his wife for the peg leg?
I mean, fitting. This is the perfect pirate story. Where's your patch eye? Before taking him to the jail for processing. However, they stopped at Largo Medical Center to have him evaluated first. This is where the fun happens. While inside the emergency room, Dorsey allegedly pulled out his glass eye and hurled it at a doctor and nurse. Hospital staff asked him not to take his eye out, and he said, I can do whatever I feel like doing. Authorities added the additional charge of battery on an emergency medical care provider, held on bail, and $25,000 bail for the original charge, an additional $5,000 for the glass eye battery charge.
Okay.
So my man got a little
unpopular,
a little goofy.
Unpopular opinion.
Oh, God.
Why charge him for the glass eye?
And you already got him for, I mean, I guess just to, like, make sure they nail him. But at the same time, it's
first
like...
First of all, what you've said about this guy, you ain't gonna have a hard time nailing it.
Yeah, that's fair. I think prosecutors are gonna have an easy time.
How much damage
could a glass eye
have done with, like...
Yeah.
If anything, he fucked himself. with breaking his eye.
Right. Those aren't cheap. So he, like, took his eye out, just chucks it across the room. I guess maybe if the doctor or nurse wanted to press charges, maybe that's why it was added on there.
I don't know. That's just one of those, like...
I don't know.
Like I said, unpopular opinion. I'm just thinking, why charge him with a glass eye? Like, that's... That's embarrassment enough that you did that.
Right. Right. Like, he'll be, what, booked in for domestic battery. And if battery, you
got... I mean, he's already in for 25,000.
Right.
For domestic battery.
Yeah, unless he's secretly loaded, I think he's going to stay there.
Yeah.
And I don't think Largo individuals who throw glass eyes at doctors are necessarily well off.
Oh, dude, hey, man, that meth money comes in quick. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Fucking Trevor from GTA 5. Shit. You got some stories for us?
Yeah, so this one made the news, but I got to see it with my face.
First-hand eyewitness encounter news right here. This is huge.
So, there's a bar in a town called North Judson in fucking Indiana.
We deliver out there. Oh, I'm sure I've been wherever you're about to say.
It's on Route 10.
It's on Route 10. I rarely go anywhere but Lake County, but I'm sure I've delivered there at least once.
So, it's across from the Chevron with the Burger King.
Probably. I've probably been there.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, it's funny because half of this happened at that Chevron. Jesus. So the police got called on a drunk man at the bar. Now, thanks to your eyewitness account, the drunk man at the bar was hysterical.
Oh, like gonzo, like dunyan rings.
I don't know. The fact that he drove there was scary. He was done when he got there.
Oh, shit.
He was hammered when he got there. And he was hysterically crying.
There was no bouncer that was like, hey, man, you can't come in?
It's fucking North Judson, dude.
Right.
They ain't got no bouncer.
Right.
Anyway, so police were called because he was trying to drive home. And nobody was letting him fucking drive home.
Appropriate.
So now they called the police because he was getting fucking rowdy. And he was getting, like, he was doing one of those, like, hey, man, I was a Marine. I'll fuck you up. You're like fucking, Jesus. Right. Going back over from hugging you and right. Fighting you. But it's also, he really didn't do nothing.
Right.
So cops showed up. They had taken his keys, so the cops just left.
Oh, they just bounced.
Yes.
Jeez, okay.
Cops bounced because someone was like, I'll take him home later. So cops bounced, whatever. Meanwhile, said drunk man is walking around out in the parking lot, stumbling, trying to get into his truck that is currently locked. That's not a part of the news. That's just a funny little tidbit that your eyewitness got to see.
Exactly. It's what you won't hear on that.
Right. So 10 minutes after this call comes in, county sheriff stops, pulls over a car, pulls over from the Chevron across the street from the bar.
Okay.
Then another county sheriff shows up. Then another county sheriff shows up.
Okay.
Then that's the trunk gets opened up.
Oh.
Someone had fentanyl.
Ooh.
And a
yikes.
Whole bunch of other shit.
Yikes. I wonder if that's why blood was kind of losing it.
So, yes, we had all individuals under the age of 21. I think it was some shit. It was like there was weed involved, but nowadays, when isn't there weed involved?
Sure. Yeah.
I think it was like something like 2 to 4 fucking grams of like fentanyl laced fucking what is it? I can't think of it.
Heroin. H? Yeah.
Heroin.
Holy shit.
Yeah, huge. Like, yeah, fucking.
Wow. And this is Mr. Marine guy.
Well, he was just a separate, like, he made the news for being drunk.
So these happened at the same time.
Yeah, he made the news for being drunk.
Oh, whoa.
And
okay.
Then, like, 10 minutes, like, while he's being drunk, this is happening across the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an adventure.
The fentanyl one was really more interesting. The drunk guy was just kind of funny. Right. I mean, I don't know, he was fucking, he actually was kind of fucking funny. I'm not gonna lie, like from a personal note. We were sitting in our car talking to some local, dude we had met. We're sitting in the car, this guy's standing outside of the car, the guy we met, and this drunk dude fucking comes out, and immediately all five of us are like, ah, fuck.
Right.
And he comes and like, hey, can you guys help me get into my truck? And we're like, nah. Now we can't do that. And he looks at the guy that we met, and he goes, listen, man, I know you, like, you don't know me. And he's like, listen, ain't nobody fucking know you, dude. I don't fucking know you.
Right. Shit.
It was just an experience that happened to make the news.
Right. Damn.
But yeah, someone with a naughty.
It's a busy night in North Judson, man.
Dude, it's Judson. Or is that an average night? Judson.
Yeah.
And you gotta remember, we're up by like Chicago and shit. But it's Indiana. It's fucking, you get south. It's fucking right. Indiana.
Yeah. The whole story is about Indiana only having meth and corn. That's like 45 minutes that way.
Yeah.
That's just 45 minutes that way. And for perspective's sake, Chicago's 45 minutes that way. So we're in the healthy middle of getting the best of both worlds. Or, I guess, the healthy middle of getting neither of both worlds, and it's perfectly fine.
I don't know. Nowadays, Valpo's getting a little...
Is it a little sus? Well, I don't know.
It's getting a little Naperville.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Yeah.
I fucking hate Naperville.
Yeah.
Nothing good has ever happened in Naperville. I could tell stories.
Got some bad Naperville stories.
I mean, like, so, I mean, I was naked for a lot of them, but anyway, yeah.
Well, it's Naperville. Get a story here from Pensacola News Journal. Pensacola man arrested for barging into homes seeking someone to fight him. This is the face of the man, by the way. Just in case.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah?
That about makes sense.
Looks like he got his shit pushed in.
Yeah, it kind of looks like someone fought him and won. But it gets better. A drunken shirtless man allegedly barged into several Pensacola homes looking for a fight before running into a fence and knocking himself unconscious. So he lost the fight to a fence, really.
But he also got his shit pushed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The 32-year-old was arrested Tuesday for numerous offenses, including home invasion, battery, burglary, larceny, and criminal mischief. That is a rap sheet in a day right there. He, among other things, went into a trailer park that same night, banged open an open door, fell through the open door. One of the residents grabbed a hammer and told him to fuck off. And he said he would come back and burn the trailer down, but not before heading to a nearby apartment, knocking on random doors and beginning to yell at residents to fight him. This is where the burglary charge comes in. He moves on to another residence. Through the closed but unlocked door, he walks in. The two male occupants, he wants to fight them, of course. So he begins chasing them around their big table. Like fucking straight up Looney Tunes.
You're like fucking Tom and Jerry?
Exactly. But he wasn't able to catch them, so he threw a lamp at them and missed. He then grabbed...
I love this guy.
He's what a carb, man. He grabs a slice of their pizza. before...
I need a second. So, after he misses him with the fucking lamp, he says, fuck you, I'm taking the za. What a bitch! Holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Alright.
So
okay, I'm good.
So he grabs a slice of the pie before chasing them into their bedroom where one of the inhabitants tried calling 911. So he took the landline out of their hands and tried hitting them with it. Uh-huh. He then chased one of the other men outside the apartment complex before running into the chain-link fence and knocking it and himself down and passing out on top of it.
So after all that, dude, I forgot about the fence.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. So, the burglary charge, I think, was just for stealing the za. I think was just for snatching a slice. I think that was that's the whole burglary. The rest of it is...
If the burglary charge is literally for taking the fucking pizza...
We need to follow.
At the very least, I want to know how the court case goes.
Oh my god!
Or how his court hearing goes.
Right.
And I want to hear the burglary charge when it's told. And I swear to God, if that judge has to bring up the burglary charge for one slice of fucking pizza, dude, could you imagine being that judge?
Shit. Oh my god.
You're sitting here to arraign this motherfucker?
He just built a whole rap sheet in just an evening's work. And then the prosecutors are like, but wait. We're missing a little slice of something here.
I mean, and I'm also picturing two. I got one burglary. What did you. My defense submits. It's a picture of a fucking, like, fucking Hawaiian piece of pizza.
Exhibit C.
It's just one like slice. It's one slice with a little cop, little fucking measuring L ruler. Evidence ruler.
Oh, shit.
And it's all fucked up from when he hit the fence. There's like half the cheese is gone. It's all...
Right.
Oh, what's the fucking fine for one slice of fucking pizza?
Right.
Oh, God.
And on top of the 12 misdemeanor charges, you're ordered to pay the defendants $20 for a new pie. Oh, man.
The defense is arguing that it should only be the price for one slice.
The defense calls for a mistrial based on one slice versus whole pie mathematics.
I mean, this is the judge having to read that off. Fucking, you attacked this person, landline, burglary, you stole... Are you guys fucking with me? Pizza. Fuck you, I can't say this. Pizza. You,
holy shit.
Guilty! Get this dumb motherfucker! I mean... This guy the fuck out of my courtroom stole a piece of pizza. Fuck out!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God! Like, please tell
holy
me, like...
shit.
I gotta think, like, tell me you stole a hammer. You know, finding him for the lamp. Something, but... Oh, my God. If it's you stole a piece of fucking pizza...
That's huge. That would be huge. That's, like, right up there. I don't know if you heard this. It's not part of my...
But it's gonna be.
...thing. But there is a recent ruling in the Ohio Supreme Court that determined that boneless wings do not specifically mean without bones.
What?
Yeah. And it, like, passed. So that's, like, right up there in terms of absurdity is a burglary charge for stealing a slice.
That might be worse.
It's up there.
Because at least with the slice, it's just ridiculous. But
it's a bit strange.
You stole something.
Yeah.
Boneless, by the definition of the
fucking
word. Of
the Ohio Supreme Court, determines boneless wings do not mean without bones.
Jesus fucking Christ, it's the Ohio Supreme Court.
Right.
Between all members of the Supreme Court in the state of Ohio,
no one
they make up one whole mouth of teeth.
Yeah.
Like,
they make up one whole brain cell. Like, and even that doesn't fucking work.
Like, I Ohio's up there with, like, one of my top five most disliked states. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like, it probably goes, like, the French.
Yeah, we had a long talk about the French in our first episode.
Yeah, it probably goes like the French. Honestly, in like Ohio.
Yeah. In terms of worst, it's France, Ohio, and then maybe France again.
I mean, I can't.
Just
I
to
can't,
charge them twice.
I can't batter the French enough. I mean, honestly, I'm not a big fan of the English either.
I agree. They're up there. They have to be up there.
American, but like
they have to be up
fucking,
there.
It's they're about as you're pretentious as the fucking French,
right?
And I can break apart your fucking history a lot fucking harder than I can French. And I mean, true, I can break their shit up. I fuck God, the English, it's fucking your greatest fucking monarchs and rulers aren't even fucking British. You're an entire island full of people that have been fucking conquered. And the whole, oh, the British Empire, you put a flag there. You didn't necessarily
hold shit. The only thing the British Empire did was make a lot of fun Independence Days for everybody when they got the fuck away from you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They held a lot of shit, and there's a lot of impressive things that they did. But they weren't done by necessarily the fucking English. It's kind of what I'm getting at.
Oh, like, I see what you're saying.
Like, the British come from a certain tiny section on the island that is comprised of England.
Hmm.
No, you've got the Brits, yeah. You've got the Scots, and you've got the fucking Anglo-Saxons, you've got the fucking, Jesus Christ, the fucking Welsh.
Sure.
No, it's all very broken up, different breeds of fucking people. And within that, you have, I mean, and then you have all the invaders that mingled in there with the fucking blood. I mean, a good fucking, like, third to two-thirds of the fucking royal blood at one point in time was comprised of fucking, like, half Danish fucking individuals.
Hmm. I can see that.
You know, so then when you broaden that shit out, you were able to claim a lot of things that were done under, like, the like, at one point in time, the British had a huge fucking control over China.
Oh, right? Yeah. You know, remember, right? Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Guess what? The Chinese did a lot of fucking really innovative shit.
Yeah.
In that time. That doesn't make it British.
Right.
It's kind of, is what I'm getting at.
Yep. Yeah, just because you were there doesn't mean you did.
And you're the size of fucking Michigan.
Yeah. That's true.
Although, they did do the SAS, and that was pretty badass.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that, yeah.
I mean, the SAS birthed, like, Special Forces as we
did. Right. That's like, true.
The way, like, when they first devised the SAS, this is kind of funny because I was bashing the British.
Yeah, right.
I don't like the British as a culture, but they've done some pretty innovative shit. But you know, my point is the British Empire isn't all that because there are empires that have done some pretty, like, more impressive shit and that held on to it for a lot fucking longer.
That's true.
And, I mean, two world wars. I had to bolster my
point. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm trying to get into a history lesson like I did with
French. Yeah, I was just thinking of like, you know.
But with the SAS, though, it was, everybody's seen, like, you know, pictures of, like, you know, Fort Bragg or, like, paratrooper school.
Mm.
You know, and they're on the fucking platform and they jump off this wooden platform onto, you know, fucking little sand pile. Well, the reason why they do that.
Man down.
The reason why they do that is because, in, like, 1940, in the desert of Africa, the British military refused to give the SAS planes to teach them how to jump out of. To learn how to parachute.
Right.
So, what was it? Jock Lewis devised a way to teach them how to jump out of a plane by making this fucking wooden platform that you walk up onto and you jump off of.
Huh. No shit.
And I'm watching this thing, I'm like, holy fuck, that's, like, how you do that today.
Right.
And, like, when we joined the war and the airborne started, that's what they did.
Right.
Done a bunch of other cool shit, but my point is the British did some cool shit. Well, not the British. I like the SAS. The SAS did a lot of cool shit. But fuck the British.
I agree. AK-209.
Oh, my God, yeah.
AK-209 concurs with the idea of fuck the British.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do a 45-minute history. Yes. I could solidify every fucking cocky, arrogant, half-made point I just made. But I'm not going to do that.
Not in this episode, at least. Well, we may have to save our remaining WTFs for the next era episode of After Dark due to time, but we still have some burning questions coming up.
Oh, let's get it.
And that's very exciting.
Come on, sticks with a ball in the end.
Exactly, yeah.
Swinging shit around.
Swinging around indeed to this segment, Burning Questions. We got everyone's second least favorite website, Reddit, source questions, people asking to ether, two omnipotent beings sat right in front of you to answer them. Because you deserve no less. And honestly, no more either. You're welcome. Question from user Rojo37X.
Rojo,
yeah. Exotic. Actually, I think that's just Spanish.
Isn't that red?
Pretty sure. Wait, is that Spanish or is that like Portuguese? Rojo?
I'm pretty sure.
Shit. Wait, I don't remember now. Am I?
We got it.
Okay, live research. Wait, live research. I need Google Translate. I can't believe I forgot if that's...
Are you sure that's red?
Verde, azul, rojo, maybe?
Ro. How the fuck you spell
it? R-O-J-O.
Is that how it's spelled?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Please tell me...
Food.
Please tell me it's Spanish for red.
Rojo in English.
Is it?
Rojo.
Rojo. It is Spanish. Thank God.
Red. It is red.
Thank God. This is crazy because I'm like slowly.
We're not that dumb. Jesus. We're not that fucking dumb.
I have no excuse. See, like, I've slowly been trying to learn Spanish. And
that we're not that dumb, but we're that fucking really dumb. I feel like Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi. Hang on a second. We're smarter than this. Fuck.
All my Spanish-speaking listener, Spanish.
Spanish. there's a segment somewhere in here.
I need to be fucking euthanized. You were given...
What the fuck?
maybe
like a fucking group therapy session. I don't know if is the first option here, pal. I can strap you to the back of a truck if
they
you want.
They always told me shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll land among the stars.
I think they meant with a cannon, not with a .45.
Oh. That's where I've been going wrong this whole time. You're given a gift of $1 million. If you are willing to never use your phone, tablet, or any electronics while you use the bathroom ever again. So, a million bones. Here's the thing. You're lying if you don't admit to using your phone while you're on the shitter. You know,
well, I can't speak for ladies.
No one's out here reading shampoo bottles anymore. Okay,
man, we're not eight years old. Ladies, though,
I guarantee they do. At least the one I live with, my wonderful girlfriend Jordan, who you may have heard fall down in the background a little bit ago. She's okay. She does. But one person is not. One person is not indicative of 4 billion.
I don't check my phone when I'm taking a piss, and I ain't.
That's true. But if you're sat down...
I don't know how, like, TMI we want to get here, because I got, like, stages of how I shit.
Oh, sure.
It's like, first I sit down, and then I take a piss.
Right.
I don't want to have to piss.
Right.
So I take a piss, and I flush the toilet, because I'm not fucking shitting into piss water.
Okay.
And then, after that, there's a first volley.
Right. Right.
And after the first volley determines whether or not I can take my pants, like, all the way off.
Sure. To prepare.
Yeah, and then, you know? And then the second volley, and after the second volley comes the third volley.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking again? After the third volley.
So
at the third volley, it determines whether or not I need to, like, take my shirt off.
Oh, that's the shirt time.
Yeah,
okay.
Because, like, the first, like, because usually if there's one and it's not bad, okay, we're cool. If we get to the second and it's consistent, all right, we're good. But if it just turns into like a, oh, we're going to be here a minute, and I got to shift positions, and we might start sweating, and it's not good.
Yeah. Anti bueno, yeah. Which is Spanish.
And if you're wearing boots,
too. Oh, man.
Like, to get your fucking pants down all the way is a bitch.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Needless to say, you do use the phone, right?
Oh, yeah. My pants are coming off my phone's out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there's a point to this.
Yeah.
But also, it depends on where I'm shitting, too, because, like, I'm shitting in the woods. Yeah, that's a quick shit. Like, I'll
just
fucking...
like, business and then all business,
dude,
no play.
Dude, you'll fucking pop a fucking... what you call it?
Pop a what?
When you push too hard when you shit.
Oh.
Hemorrhoid.
Oh, damn, yeah.
This is a hernia, but another one, right? I mean, it's a hernia that, in the ass.
Yeah.
Hemorrhoid. Yeah, no, they'll fucking pop a hemorrhoid. Because, like, dude, you won't be... you like, fuck... I did that one time in a snowstorm. So I went to bed. So first of all,
okay. So there's a story here.
First of all, we're winter camping. Okay. We get there, no snow on the ground, but it's fucking cold. We fall asleep in a fucking like 4-person tent. There's 3 of us in it.
All right.
I wake up in a fucking soaking wet puddle, but none of my shit's soaked through yet. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm just keep sleeping. Well, then I wake up again. Oh, and I was the only one that was wet.
Oh, shit.
So now I wake up again, and now it's frozen. And now everything in me is frozen. So I say, fuck this. No, but everyone else is dry. So I say, fuck this. I'm sleeping in the truck. We get in my truck. I wake up. It is, like, sleeting and snowing at the same time.
Jesus.
And I wake up, and not like, oh, I gotta shit. Like, we're gonna shit. And it's either out there or in the truck, but then we don't have a choice.
Right.
I wake up. I walk out. In a fucking skull cap, t-shirt, long johns, moccasins.
That's bold.
And
for a sleet, holy.
And a plastic bag, and a bag of wipes.
Right.
And I just start running into the woods. And I start running. I'm just running.
Yep.
I ain't digging a hole for shit. I ain't digging nothing. So I'm running. I get maybe 150 yards into the woods.
Right.
Just to the point where I know nobody can see me. And I back up against a fucking tree. And like, all right, cool. I'm going to practice my fucking wall sit.
Yeah.
I back up on this motherfucker. And in one solid push, I forced every ounce of that shit out in one go.
Shit. Efficiency, honestly.
Did that shit. Wiped myself off. I brought a little fucking bag to put the wipes in.
Right.
Burned them later, but that's beside the point. You know, I didn't leave them out there. So, but I fucking did my shit and ran back. So, you're like, when you're shit in that condition, yeah, damn. You make that shit quick.
Right, right.
There's no phone involved mm-mm. in that. If I'm, like, sick shitting, like, diarrhea, I ain't
oh,
doing it.
Oh, dude, right. Yeah.
But the phone is essentially shitting. Sorry, long-winded.
That's true. Yeah. No, it's fair. It's fair to comment that, though. Because there are, like you say, there's stages, but then there's also... side effects, different effects, but it is kind of, it's become paramount almost.
I've never done it hungover. I've never had my phone shitting hungover.
Really?
It just gets
too serious?
That first morning, that's like contemplating life choices.
I
and
agree.
Trying to remember.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Did I take that shot?
Right.
Oh, fuck, I did take that shot.
Yeah.
What was that shot? No
yep.
wonder I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, I need Wendy's.
Right, right. Yeah.
So $1 million to not use the phone on the shitter, that's the
I think,
question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can do it.
I'll do it as well. Because, honestly, as as much as it's just become habit now, while sitting in the bathroom to just have my phone in my hand, it would be probably more time efficient.
Yes.
To just never
most definitely.
Do it, right? Because then, like, dude. Whatever time I just spend scrolling when I'm already finito,
right?
I yes. save that time, and then apparently I also get $1 million.
Dude, remember that Rick and Morty episode with Rick and his personal shitter?
No, I don't.
You've never. Oh my god, dude, that's such a great
it's
episode. Oh, so I guess Rick is like a shy pooper, so he doesn't like pooping in front of people.
Ah, yep.
So he like divides his own realm, just with a shitter.
Jesus.
And like, it's like an elevator, comes up in like this mystical, trippy mushroom forest, like shit, like trippy forest style
right.
shit. And then he walks out to like this shitter with the, like. It's not a waterfall, like it's nothing but a toilet, and it looks out like a mountains and a waterfall and this like fucking Northern Lights style
right.
sky. It's and I'm like, I want that so bad.
Right, just as a restroom. How pleasant would that be?
Right, like birds chirping. Like there's animals and wildlife, right. And it's just quiet and pleasant. Like I want that so.
Yeah.
They're just taking a shit and right. Elk walks by.
Yeah. Just within nature, one with nature.
Right.
I can't blame the guy.
But also, still on a toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like that's the key part is you're sitting in the middle of this majestic environment. But on a porcelain shitter that's clean, that works, that's it right there.
That's the magic. That's beautiful. Honestly, if I were to become a, like, you know, 8 or 9 figure, like, oh, just stupid money.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would just buy a plot of land and just, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have 10 acres and it's just going to be a toilet.
Right. It's like, oh, how do you manage all these 10 acres? Like, what's out there? So it's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. It's not for you, it's for me.
What? Sir, why do you need 3 miles of plumbing out here? Don't worry about it.
You're getting paid, right?
Right.
Fucking putting it in.
Next question from user ElectricScope2132. You can get a free lifetime supply of any item that begins with the last letter of your first name.
Fuck!
What do you pick?
Fuck!
So my name's Aiden, which, of course, you knew from the intro, or just from, you know, being one of the homies. That ends with N. So I get... Can't say shit in Detroit. Jesus. Fucking racist ass over here.
It was just the fact that the word hit my head in such a rapid fashion.
Oh, I know what happened. Jesus.
Edit that out. Or don't. Edit that out. We should edit it. Anyway.
So I have to choose something unlimited that starts with the letter N. And you, brother, I'm going to need you to reel it back in, okay? Composure.
I'm good.
Yeah.
just keep going.
Okay, so ideally, if I get an unlimited supply, I would want it to be of something valuable. Like, an unlimited supply of, like, nipples would not do me any good. I don't need that, and I'm not sure how I would utilize it. But an unlimited supply of, like, neodymium magnets? Now that's a market crasher right there. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. It could also be, like, the element... the elemental form of nickel could be good because you could, I mean, that's valuable. I'm trying to think of other, like, valuable things I would want an unlimited amount of. You're gonna be okay.
Okay, maybe don't edit this out, but you gotta understand. Everything you're listing is just how far away you're trying to get from the obvious elephant.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking like nitrous energy drink.
Oh, you're thinking like, oh yeah, like day to day.
Yeah, or like, you know, nitrogen, just nitrogen.
That's true.
I could do. It's dangerous. I could do a lot of fucked up shit with nitrogen.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm just nails.
I'm trying to think of something that would, like, maybe I don't need to utilize in day-to-day life, but something I could make a market around. Like, unlimited elemental nickel.
Sell it,
exactly. And if it's unlimited...
You go with Nissans.
You get
abstract with this, too.
That's an idea.
Limited supply of Nissan GTRs. Fuck.
Now that's an idea.
Now who's the racist one now? I'm the one that got us out of this hole.
Who put us in?
It's fucking Touche.
So
it was that you said N, right. And I looked at you and you looked at me and your eyes looked at me and said don't.
In my brain, as I was concluding that sentence, I was like, wait.
And I could see it. Like, yeah. It wasn't about, fuck, how do we do any, how do we keep right. any of this right. in?
It all stays. Who cares?
All right, it all stays. Yeah. Agreed. All right, agreed. Fucking, we go down together.
So your unlimited item of choosing.
My problem is Zachary. These are the fucking why.
Why?
What am I gonna limit by yaks? Yarn?
No, that's there's a
yellowfish? Like what the fuck?
There is an element that starts with Y, right?
Fuck, I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, terbium?
What the fuck is terbium?
Chemical element, atomic number 70, it's a metal. That's got to be valuable.
I mean, that can't be that valuable.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I was just trying to help you out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean.
Why? The letter Y.
Yams? I mean, yeah. Fuck.
Think of what we could do with all these yams. We could make so many fucking yams. Yam dishes. What else? Yeah, I'm like brainstorming.
I'm trying to think of shit that starts with Y.
Right. Years? Unlimited years? That's immortality.
Yeah, I don't want to live forever.
Yeah, no, I agree, actually. Unlimited. Unlimited yen, which is a transferable currency, into USD. Infinite money glitch. You're welcome.
That is, I'll take you because that's the fucking best thing
we got. It's dirty, but it's genius. It's dirty, but it's genius. It's a
rough way to make it, but they don't ask how, they ask how many.
Exactly. Exactly. Glad we circled around to that. I'll buy Nissan GTRs, and you'll be the richest man in Japan. That's how it goes. You're going to be all right?
I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I mean, God damn it. Okay, this part you definitely can't fucking keep it, but I mean, come on, my Nissan GTR. What's up, my Nissan GTR? Or do keep it.
Sir, you're white. It's Nissan GTAs.
Oh god, it's so terribly bad and so terribly white, but it's so fucking funny. Oh man.
Holy, editing this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, how? Yeah. How do you keep any of that? I mean, you can. I mean, I don't care, but right. Just fucking from a legitimacy standpoint.
Yeah, right. The logistics are complicated.
There's a whole segment based off of something that no one's going to say.
You're welcome.
Which is also kind of funny.
We've got the final question of the day.
Yeah, please move on.
From user Sakari the Tiger. You get $1,000 a day, but you blurt out one inner thought once per day. You don't get to choose it.
I'm already fucked.
That's tough. That's tough. Here's where it's tough for me, right? $1,000 a day is $365,000 a year. That is a ridiculous amount of money. And you don't even have to work. But you don't get to choose the random thought. And you don't get to choose when. So reasonably speaking, there's a 1 in 3 chance you say it while you're sleeping. That's not so bad. That removes 100 some odd, you know.
We're not that lucky.
Yeah. That's the other issue. We're not that lucky. So I couldn't necessarily keep my job because there's some thoughts that enter and leave my mind.
Based off the last segment, I'm fucked.
Oh yeah, you are. You are. I mean, it's 365 grand a year. I'm taking it because then I could retire, and then everyone around me is just going to have to know that there's a small chance. There's a really, really small chance that I might say something a little bit too honest.
Honest, I mean, it's just an intrusive thought. I mean,
intrusive thoughts are also an issue.
I mean, that could be nice ass. That could be fucking your cooter stinks. That could be fucking God, that kid's dumb.
Yeah.
Could be a whole lot of other shit.
Could be a lot of stuff. Is that worth 365K a year, though?
I mean, I don't know, man. Them Nissan GTRs, they move quick.
That they do.
What have we done?
Well, we've made it this far. Thank you.
This might be the end.
Yeah, thank you for joining. Always good to have you on. Good old Zach Sauer of Zach Sauer Infamy.
Infamy.
I'm Aiden Maloney. You've been watching After Dark. I never do an outro like this. I'm just off my game now since we accidentally created a new...
Speak fondly, I'm not even...
We're good people.